Some say being a librarian is no fun. But on this particular night, it was. It was past 10 at the library I worked at. I was supposed to lock up about an hour ago. There was a thunderstorm outside, so I doubted anyone would stop by. Plus, I couldn't put down the erotica I was reading. I sat at my desk. I didn't even realize, so my fingers crept up my skirt and were rubbing my panties until I actually felt myself getting wet. I had assumed I was alone. Mostly everyone cleared out after they heard about the storm. Involuntarily, a moan slipped out. I tensed immediately, turning my head to look left and right. No one here. And I relaxed. And as the lusty words flew by my eyes, I began rubbing myself again. He whispered her name. Faster. Faster. His fingers explored the crevices of her body. Her twists, her turns, her landscape. My fingers pushed the soft fabric of my panties to the side and rubbed more intimately. He inserted himself slowly into her. I pushed my finger inside, closed my eyes, and moaned. My book dropped onto the floor, and my glasses slowly slid down the bridge of my nose. I bit my lip, then pushed my finger in and out. Big, rough hands slid down my shoulders, chest, and then found their way to my breast. They were fondled, pinched, and squeezed as the stranger's hot breath blew on my neck. He picked me up and placed me on my desk, pushing all the papers and pens off. I opened my eyes weakly and saw him. He was beautiful. Chiseled dark hair, soft stubble growing in near his chin, dark brown eyes and plump lips. This couldn't have been real. I must have fallen asleep at my desk. He took off his shirt and left me gazing at his beautiful abs, the deep V curve hidden by his jeans. He then unbuttoned my shirt, not taking it off, but just opening it, leaving access to my breasts. Oh, he leaned down and kissed my neck. My collarbones, my chest, finally reaching my breasts. His tongue flicked over my left nipple, then my right. No, he did this over and over until they were hardened and erect. I moaned with need. Greedy for his mouth, but much to my dismay, he left it at that, abandoning my erect nipples and kissing his way down my stomach. He looked back up at me and rubbed my pussy as I did before. He stroked me ever so softly as his beautiful eyes stared into mine. He then pushed my panties aside and slid his finger up and down my cunt. He pushed a finger inside me. I gasped. His finger was much bigger than mine. He pumped in and out of me slowly as he raised a bit, and his mouth suckled on my left tit, using his free hand to squeeze and knead the other. Soon I was ready, and he knew. The muscles of my body tensed up, and I held my breath. I was suddenly aware of his heavy breathing and the heavy rain pouring. He slipped his finger out and into my mouth, letting me taste myself. I sucked on his finger until it relaxed and eased down again. And then suddenly, he slammed his hard cock into me. I winced and bit his finger out of both pleasure and pain. He thrust in and out of me, lowering his body into mine. The sensation of his skin on my skin while he fucked me was amazing. My desk was rocking with the force of his thrusts. I was getting close again, and he was too. Both his hands held both sides of me as he fucked me harder and faster. The rain poured harder as my moans got louder. I bit his shoulder. My nails dug into his back as both our muscles intertwined with each other. The sweat and the heat emanated off both our bodies. I came first and hard, him following suit. We held each other in the position we were in until we came off our blissful high. We cleaned up, put our clothes back on, locked up, walking in two different directions without a single word.